with some of the folks from CMT's upcoming production when we continue in just a moment. Community Connection brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and also by Tallgrass Motors.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
It's coming later this month, the 12th through the 15th, and that is the CMT production of Little Mermaid. And I've got several folks from the cast and crew of the production, starting off with the music director, Tiffany McGraw. Thanks for coming in, Tiffany. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
And it's always a highlight of the summer, or at least I guess it has been for about nearly 20 years. It's a children's musical theater production, and it's The Little Mermaid. This is the second time you've done this show, I think.
No, this is the first time we've done The Little Mermaid. Okay. It actually was just released from Broadway.
I think it was before. Doesn't matter. But anyway, this is a fun show, and I think it's something that anybody under the age of, well, I'll say 25, knows all the music.
I would say even people over the age of 25 probably know all the music.
Yeah.
I'm 36 and I grew up with this movie, so I've known it for a long time.
Yeah, I guess it's been a lot longer than I thought it'd have now that I stop and think about it.
Yeah.
But it's such a fun show and just a great message all the way around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is, I think you told me you've got about 80 cast members in
the
show?
We've got 80 exactly. Yeah, ages 7 through 17,
mm-hmm.
From all around the Bartlesville area within a 40-mile radius of Bartlesville. Great kids, great cast, and they're doing some really amazing work.
Well, and that's always something that you look at when you look at CMT. I don't care what it is. Just put a blindfold on. Trust us, it's going to be a good show.
Absolutely. This is my second show with CMT, and I am more amazed this year with the talent than I was 2 years ago when I first came. It just keeps getting better.
Well,
it's impressive.
But I think people who want to invest in a theater experience, whether they go on, hopefully they'll go on, but it's part of the maturing process to participate, I think, in musical theater.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a musical theater teacher. I teach choir and drama at the middle school in Bixby, and so I've always felt that it was really important to include the theater in the education program, and to have a whole organization dedicated to that in a town like Bartlesville is incredible. And I think that this organization gives these kids such an enriching experience that even if they don't continue on with theater, they're going to take so many life lessons and skills out of this that it's an invaluable experience for them.
Well, it's such a confidence builder and such an
Absolutely.
Opportunity to, I'll say, immerse yourself in an art form that not everybody can say they participated in.
Right. Yeah. Not everyone possesses all those talents that are necessary for musical theater. But when you have them and you have the opportunity to develop them with professionals like myself and the director who have experience with that and can teach you different tricks to develop your own talent,
mm-hmm.
It's something that you'll remember for the rest of your life, even if you never do it again.
Well, the nice thing about musical theater, or I guess theater in general, but I think particularly musical theater, when you get 80 people on the stage, most of the faces you see are not characters that we are going to know their names. And yet, if one of them isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing, if they're staring off into space, they're the one the audience notices, and by respect, it's the other folks we should be noticing.
Right, and one of the things that we talked about in one of our first rehearsals in our first cast meetings with our director was, even if you don't have a name as a character, you have to know who you are, and you have to know where you're coming from and what you want out of every scene. Because just because you're not Ariel or Eric, you're still important to the story, and you still have to give something to what's happening on stage.
And it's your reaction to what's going on that helps build the overall effect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, choosing a cast can be difficult when you get this number of people coming in for a limited number of named characters.
Yeah. Yes, it's very difficult. We had a lengthy audition process over about a week in February. We had a couple of hundred kids come in to audition for us, and we had to narrow it down. And it was a really, really difficult process. But I think we chose the best 80 that we could choose during that week, and they've really brought this show to life and have done a really great job.
Well, of course, as music director, you have a hand in everything else. I'll say the music is your primary forte.
Right.
But if to make the song better, if Eric has to come further downstage, then you're part of the staging of the overall direction of the show, too.
I would say that that's probably true. We have a really fantastic director, Caitlin Coggle, who mm-hmm. actually happens to be
a graduate
CMT,
of CMT
alum, and her mom is the founder. And so we're really lucky to have her and coming back in with her Broadway experience and her touring experience. So she and I have made a really great team, along with our choreographer, Leslie Jennings. The three of us have really worked to make sure that everything is cohesive, and when Eric is singing, that we have the right staging and the right choreography so that it all tells this magical story.
That's right. And I want to get to the producer in here a little bit, Cindy Boudreau. Cindy, as producer, you get to coordinate all these other fantastic people.
I do. It takes a lot of volunteers to bring this show together. We have fabulous costumers. We have a scenic artist who has painted a lot of beautiful sets with her crew. We've had a set building crew that has made some magical sets, including the largest ship ever that we'll have on stage that moves and appears to be floating on water. It's just a very magical set that we've brought to life with all these volunteers to help us.
When in a former career as a tech theater manager for a community college in Illinois, I tried to impress on everybody, you know, as the actor may be the diamond, but if that diamond is not put in a setting and not lit properly, then it can't shine.
Absolutely. And we've got 80 people on stage, and we want you to be able to see every one of those children and the fabulous costumes. We have lagoon creatures, we have sea creatures, we have water nymphs, we have sailors, we have princesses. We might even have a few other Disney princesses that make a special appearance in our show, so you're going to want to come and see it.
And that would be a surprise, and we're not going to tell you which ones they are.
Absolutely not. You have to come to the show July 12th through the 15th to see.
Well, we'll talk about how you can get tickets, and we're going to meet the cast when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it is a community connection on 1400 K1. We are spotlighting Children's Musical Theater with their production later this month, 12th through the 15th at the Bartlesville Community Center. Tickets are available. We'll tell you how you can get tickets in just a moment, but spending a little bit of time with the actors who are the lead roles, Lily McGee and Asher Brewer. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Lily, you told me, I think you said this is your fifth season.
My fourth show. Yes.
Well, I'm trying to promote you already. It's the fifth. No, fourth year. So you've come into it with a education process through CMT. You know how things are done.
Yeah, it's been great, and I have always had a smaller part, and I've just kind of just been part of the ensemble and stuff, and it's just fun every show. It doesn't matter what part you are, and then even getting to be Ariel this year is just a dream come true. And
Tell me about the process when they called you up, if I assume it was a phone call, and said, we want you to be Ariel. How loud was the scream?
Oh, it was crazy. I did not believe it at all. When I saw my name next to Ariel, I was like, that must be a mistake. I don't know. But it was crazy. I was so excited.
It is a puzzling few seconds for all. They chose me?
Yeah. So.
Well, that's neat. And we get to hear you sing a little later on.
Yes.
I want to also welcome Asher in. Asher, you play Prince Eric, right?
Yes, I do.
Fun role?
Very fun.
Well, you get to spend a little time with her, so it can't be all bad.
It's not bad at all.
For Inside Radio here, we've got a couple of great young people here in the studio with us this morning, and we're going to present a song or two from each one of them. Eric, I think your song is first, is that right?
That is correct.
I'm going to ask you to get a headset on so you can hear things a little bit. And Ariel, can I borrow yours just a little bit to make sure I get the mix right?
Sure.
And so I'll tell you about, introduce this song for me, Eric. What are you singing?
This song is called One Step Closer.
One Step Closer. And let's see if I can get this going here for you right. And there we go. Okay, now that we've got Eric's headset started correctly, we're going to go ahead and start the song from the beginning, okay? Here we go, Eric.
Dancing is a language that is felt instead of heard. You can whisper, sing, or shout without so much as a word. Try it. Go on. Like so. Just let your emotions tell your body what to do. See how much a single gesture can reveal. And every single step, every little step, is one step closer to saying what you feel. Once the music hits you, inhibitions fall away, and you find that you're expressing things your voice dare and say. Don't be afraid, let go. Soon as you surrender, what's inside will sweep on through, as the boundaries between us disappear. And every single step, every little step, is one step closer to talking loud and clear. A dance is like a conversation, except you never need to make a sound. And once you've begun, you speak as one, give and take, back and forth, round and round. A dance is like a conversation, except your lips don't ever need to part. And once you've begun, you speak as one, cheek to cheek, toe to toe, heart to heart. Dancing is a language that is felt instead of heard, but it says much more than language ever could. And every single step, every little step, is one step closer, one step closer, one step closer to being understood.
For those that don't know the story, Eric, can you tell us a little bit about where that fits in the show?
Well, this takes place right after the chaotic dinner scene, okay. And Eric takes Ariel into the ballroom, and he tries to impress her a little bit with his dance moves, but she's, of course, a mermaid turned human, so she doesn't know what dancing is, so he teaches her dance moves, and she kind of has her own way of dancing at the beginning, mm-hmm. but... it's just a really magical scene, and
yeah. If you're not used to having feet, it does kind of make a difference.
Yeah.
So, but it is back and forth between the two of you. I could see her reactions to what you were singing, a practiced response. You've been doing this before.
Yes. Yeah. It's part of the whole thing. I don't speak on this part. It's kind of showing how to speak with your movements and just kind of express yourself that way. So that I have to. Figure out how to express...
Nonverbal communication.
Right, it's right, yeah, yeah.
Except we don't do it much on the radio, but that's okay. now you get to answer back with your song.
Yes.
Again, Lily, tell me about this one. Where does it fit in the show?
It is after she has saved Prince Eric, and she's kind of dreaming of being with him. And so she just wants to be part of his world and part of that world. And so she looks at all her stuff that she has and just doesn't feel like it's enough. And so it's kind of just her dream, okay. A song. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you'll get that headset on, and is that a duet, Eric? You're in this song too, right?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Song.
Well, then in that case, just so I can make sure I get the mix right, I'll borrow your headset. And okay, let's turn this. Here we go. Now I'm set. Oh, okay. We've got to turn his mic off, and we'll go with some music here. See if I can get your CD going for you.
All right. That's his song.
I can fix that.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove. Treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Bet you on land they'd understand, but they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand, and ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it? What's the word burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above? Wish I could be part of that world.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
So that's just a taste of what's coming up. And we got about a week and a half, and it's an opportunity for people to get their tickets right now. Any one of the four of you, how can we get tickets for the show?
You go to Bartlesville Center, the community center, and or you can go to the BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com. Tickets are $24 for adults and $14 for students, or we have these great family packs where you can get two adults and two students for $64 or four adults for $84. It's a little bit of a money savings there if you bundle those tickets. Once again, that's at the Bartlesville Community Center or BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com.
I always recommend going opening night. or in this case, yeah, opening night. It's an evening performance. You got do have a couple of matinees, but I always send people to opening night.
It's 7 o'clock Thursday and Friday on July 12th and 13th, and at 3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th of July.
And, of course, it's an opportunity for you to see 80 young people along with a live orchestra and a cast that you won't see that's behind the scenes.
Absolutely. There's a big crew behind the scenes. We have flying, so we have people back there rigging and working the sets and moving them on and off. It's just a fabulous and magical show.
It is. It is The Little Mermaid. It is the 2018 performance of Children's Musical Theater coming up on the 12th through the 15th. Get your tickets, and who knows, if you go opening night, you may need to go back.
Absolutely. It's a show you're going to want to see two or three times.
It is. So, again, that is the production. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and sharing just a touch of your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We've got news on the way in just a bit from CBS.
We were shocked when we walked into the house. Everything had been stolen or broken. That was the scene when we discovered that.